You're listening to Money Never Sleeps Radio. In your face.
What we got here is a failure to communicate.
Oh, have I got your attention now?
Greed, for lack of a better word, is good.
You know what I mean?
Money to be made in a place like this.
Money never sleeps, pal.
You're crazy. Don't run when you lose. Don't whine when it hurts.
You know what it takes to sell real estate?
It takes brass, 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 brass.
I'm falling, and I can't get up.
All right, welcome to Money Never Sleeps. This is a show where we talk about anything and everything that impacts the flow of money from around the corner to around the world. And we are in November. The election's over. New administration's coming in. And I believe that we're going to see a lot of change. You know, the economy has been somewhat shaky at times. A lot of questions came into play as far as, you know, what may or may not happen. And now, at least we have some type of clearer path to where things are going to go. You know, I believe that with the new administration coming in and Trump, you know, taking the helm again, I think that what transpired here is that, you know, you had a movement. You had a movement that came forth. Is a sweeping call from the American people to reset the nation's course. There's no question about it. The election itself embodied a return to the founding ideals of the United States. Freedom of speech, the right to self-determination, and the desire for a government that empowers the people rather than encroaching them. Key things. There's been a lot of years that we've had heightened government oversight and spending that just seemed to spiral unchecked, out of control. You had American citizens from all walks of life, you know, they rallied, you know, and no one thought it was going to happen, but it did. They rallied. One message that we need change. There's no question we do need change. And I believe that this time around, President Trump, 2016, he was never in politics. People need to understand something about this man. He's had the same ideals and same opinions and same views going back to the 80s and 90s, especially in the 90s. You know, he had the same views of America. He had the same views as far as the problems and how things needed to be solved. But when he came into office, he did a lot of great things, and he didn't have the time to finish everything off. This time around, he's polished. Oh, he's ready. He's ready for this round. He's ready to go the distance, and that's fantastic. This time around, what's even better is that he has some powerful players in front of him, in his lap, that are there fighting with him. Beyond his children, which are doing some amazing things, he has, you know, the great Elon Musk. He's there to go and help along the way, and he has been helping along the way, putting his money where his mouth is. You know, from having these contests to having, you know, basically the platform to promote truth, promote transparency. That's something that we didn't have back then. That's something that was lacking, that we were void of that. You had social media that was very muted or biased at times, where you had government interference. And what did Elon Musk do? He paid $44 billion to change that narrative. Okay, you know, Twitter or X, I mean, I'm sure it's not, as a business, is not bringing in or paying the dividends that people thought it was, but I don't think that this was done for that reason. I think that this was done to eliminate the government interference in everything via social media, because social media is a powerful, powerful platform. Whether it's Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter, you know, which is X, You have Truth Media now. You have, you know, Rumble. You have YouTube. You have and TikTok. You have all these platforms there. So, Elon Musk took the initiative, put his money where his mouth is for the better, not only of America but the world actually, because freedom of speech, that is a First Amendment right, you know, and to have that muted or to have that controlled by any government is a travesty. And we have to give thanks to him for stepping forward and doing that, you know. And of course, now I'm speaking about the elections. I'm speaking about what has transpired, because it is critically important. You know, what's happening now is that, you know, people, the people that are surrounding President Trump, and also the supporters that are around it, Republicans across the board, they stepped up. You have Democrats that stepped up because the Democratic Party at some point in time lost its path. When you have the likes of an AOC, you know, preaching this bile and basically going and polluting the airwaves and the social media platforms with bile, with this rhetoric and this nonsense, trying to, you know, promote. And it's her and her crew, right? Going and trying to promote some type of, I'm going to call it anarchy or something of that nature, because how do you want to, you know, invoke some separation? How do you want to invoke that, making things broken apart, you know, kind of dividing the nation? How? How can you promote that if you are an American, right? You know, you don't want that. You want things to come together. And I believe this time around, here, a couple of key points. The Republican Party is not the Republican Party from 20 years ago, all right? It is different. New blood, new people, new views, new things, new direction, new beliefs. I mean, basically going back to being conservative is all about. Okay, going back to, you know, promoting the freedom, individual freedoms, where the bureaucracy doesn't need and it shouldn't be overriding individual freedoms. Okay, well, you have people that are tired of the bloated government that seem to be out of touch. The past 4 years of soaring costs and rationed family budgets, how many people have you heard about in America? Families where they, you know, I mean, everyone, you know, struggling, you know, your food bill went from $100 to $200 to $300, okay? And you have, let's say you have a family, you have, you know, two or four kids, all right? And you have to ration things out, or you have to go do without to go buy food because it's so expensive because of inflation and what's going on. No, this has broken the back of America, I believe, and that is going to change. Okay, that's going to change. All right, because the anxiety that I've seen, that I've come across from people, I the only thing that I can equate it to is the anxieties of the Great Depression era. Okay, in times of hardship, the calls to curb excessive government spending, you know, and focusing instead on effective, efficient governance, that has to be priority. And that echoed with this election and how that blue wall came tumbling down. Why? Because people have had enough. Okay, you know, you hear a lot of rhetoric that's coming, and it shouldn't be, but it is there, and they're criticizing, you know, the Trump victory. They're saying, well, now we're going to go back to this, and I'm going to leave the country, and I'm going to do this, and they're crying, they're shaving their heads, they're doing all this stuff, and the reality is why? What has he done that have put people so on the other side of craziness. I don't get it. You have to see both sides. I mean, this is an opportunity for unity, regardless of party, regardless of race, religion, beliefs. Because at the end of the day, what is America? America is the biggest company on the planet, capitalism at its best. And we need to get there. Reducing government oversight, reducing regulation. And these are the things that are going to take place. All right, I think these are the things that are going to take place. As I mentioned, Trump's stance on national issues. I mean, honestly, I implore you to go on YouTube, go on wherever, go on Rumble, go wherever you need to go and look at videos going back 20, 30 years, 40 years even. You're going to see something. You're going to hear his words. They have not changed. They've been unwavering. And if that doesn't tell you anything, then nothing will. He is not a politician. Okay, he is a change maker. He's a mover, shaker. He's going to make things happen. He's going to unify. And that's what people need to know, that he is polished now, and he's staying true to his beliefs, and he's going to help unify, and he's going to work with both ends. And you're going to see, you're probably going to see some Democrats going and saying, okay, we're too far left. Let's get to the middle a little bit so that we can work together. And that's what it's about. And that's what I believe we're going to see. Okay, you're talking about a man that, he faced, ridiculous opposition. Legal battles, personal sacrifices, fighting for his freedom. You had the Attorney General of New York going after him, trying to take his property. Okay, they had not one but two attempts on his life, and the legal battles and everything else. But he stood there. Did he have to do it? No, he did not. Why would he do it? Is he a power-hungry person? And everybody has, their own level of wanting power, but for the greater good, right? His thing is not so much the power, it's so much what can be done to make America the greatest nation on the planet where it should be. We lost our path, people. And the past 4 years didn't help. You have, these political, these politicians in office, some of them, that are on the other side of wackadoo, I'm telling you. They are going and basically, promoting this narrative that shouldn't be. Because I will say this now, and I'll repeat this time and time again, that America is the priority. Okay, God, country, family. These are the things that we adhere to. Right, when you start shunning and you start putting more government oversight, when you go start putting and going and trying to galvanize the establishment the way it is, it's a problem. You can't cripple the nation, okay, because you as a politician think that you have the power to do so. Whether you're a congressman, senator, governor, mayor, whatever you are, you can't do it. You can't do it. Okay, and this honestly should be a nice wake-up call for the Democratic Party, and maybe they will get back to their, the beliefs that they once had. Because at one time, the Democratic Party actually stood by with what they wanted to do. However, again, over time, the paths were lost somehow, some way, they were just lost. But now things are going to change. Okay, the people, I'm talking about people of all race, religion, whatever, political beliefs, whatever it is, this is going to be a unity. This is about uniting. Enough of the infighting, enough of the bullshit. It's time to come together as Americans who share a vision for freer, stronger America. Okay, we're manufacturing here, we're doing things here, we're building things here, we're making things here, we're going and bringing back life and creating the opportunities, okay, reducing the housing costs, do something, and I'm sure something's going to be done to go and reduce those costs, because you have the youth of America that are wanting the American dream, but they can't reach it. Why? Because everything's too expensive. Food, gas, cars, housing. Where does it end? You can go have $150,000, $200,000 salary and still be broke at the end of the month. How is this possible? How is that prosperity? It is not. This is why it is important. It is important that the pointing of the fingers, the blame game, all the nonsense needs to stop, and it needs to stop now, not in a month. Okay, you had President Biden. He came out like a gentleman, and he came out and he made his speech. He made his speech about the transition. Okay, and that was respectful. That should show everyone something. Okay, you're going to have a friend that's a Democrat next door, or a Republican next door, an independent in front of you across the street. Okay, why can't people have just friendly discussions about things to go and basically have a better dialogue and better solutions for what could be? The positive thing here is that you have vocal advocates that are true. They're true to who they are and what they're bringing to the table and what they have brought to the table. Okay, Vivek Ramaswamy, this guy, I'm telling you, I've never seen a guy argue with such suave ever. I mean, he doesn't argue. He beats you down with reasoning. He beats you down with facts in the most pleasant manner. And you see it time and time again, but what he's talking about is truth. Okay, he believes in America as we should. All right, you have to. Tulsi Gabbard, I mean, come on, an American hero, right? She's a warrior across the board. She's there. You got Robert F. Kennedy Jr., you know, he's going to go and fix the health issue. I mean, honestly, the guy is a monster. All right, you ever see him work out? You know, you catch him at Muscle Beach or something one time. This guy is doing things that he's leading by example. He's not telling you. He's not a blob in a chair telling you, you have to eat well, or you have to do this, and you shouldn't be doing that, or you should have this medication, or whatever the case may be. He is showing you how it's done. Okay, Howard Lutnick, come on, you know, on the financial end, and he, you know, Bill Ackman has been very vocal, but Howard Lutnick, he's going to be part of this whole transition to make America prosperous. Okay, Elon Musk, he's looking to cut all the fat in the government, and thank God, because it needs to be done. It needs to be done because you have one group after another where the group A doesn't know what group B is doing, and group B doesn't know what group C is doing. Group C doesn't even know group A exists, and this is one administration. Come on, you know, you have to have more efficiency. More efficiency. You have to treat the government like it was a business, because would you, if you had a small business or you had a mid-sized business, would you tolerate that in your business? Ask yourself that. If you say yes, then you're going to be out of business sooner than later. But if you say no, then you understand what's going to happen here, because this is not about political agendas. This is about making America powerful again, making America an economic powerhouse like it should be, and going and putting things in motion to make things happen. Okay, Dana White, he is a tribute, and you know, to success, to for fighting what you believe in and what you want to do. You know, when he got in there with his guys and he took over the UFC, okay, the UFC back then, you know, was, you know, pretty much a melee of just, you know, just unfettered, you know, beating of people. There was no rhyme or reason. You had a wrestler, going against a martial artist going against, a boxer, and so on and so forth, and it was no holds barred. He changed it all. He helped to build a multi-billion dollar empire. Okay, he did what he did to mixed martial arts, what the McMahons did to wrestling. Okay, and that's a big thing. That's a big thing. And I know that, you had a lot of leaders, political leaders, from countries like El Salvador, Argentina, Israel, Hungary, Italy, so on and so forth. They came out and they reached out and they were so happy that this transition is going to occur, because now this is a chance for real change with a leader that went through all the ups and downs and the pivotal things, okay, not just during his administration, but over the past 4 years, they were trying to shut him down. But he said, no, I will fight for America. And he succeeded, and things are going to happen. And one of his greatest choices, when he selected J.D. Vance as his running mate, a decorated United States Marine. He has the word Semper Fi etched on his heart. He's a family man, strong values. Okay, Trump, he showed that he was serious about leading alongside a true partner for the better of America, and he's done it. He's done it. January 20th, this is going to mark the dawn of a new era, not an era of divisiveness. There's going to be an era of unity, an area where Americans can proudly wear their beliefs on their sleeves and say, you know what, this is what we're doing. We're going to build, we're going to grow. Small businesses are going to thrive. You're going to have deregulation. It doesn't matter who you are. The American dream is going to be there. It's going to be there no matter of a person's socioeconomic status, color, creed, or faith. The Republican Party has been reborn into something greater for everyone, welcoming everyone. It's different, trust me, it is. And everyone is rallying around a promise to uplift this nation. And I think this is all going to happen. Okay, but a couple of things that I feel that you're going to see. Okay, let me touch on the entertainment industry. Okay, I believe that with this new administration, I think it's going to spark a consolidation in the entertainment industry. I think it's going to happen. I think that you have so much clutter out there. You have so many companies doing so many different things, and I think there's going to be a consolidation. There should be consolidation, because we're going to a new era of technology, right? AI, streaming, things of that nature. I think this consolidation is going to be necessary in order to have less clutter out there. Because how many times you have streaming services and you have 20 different things? You have Netflix, you have this, you have that, and everybody's promoting to you. And, how do you choose? And then you look at your bill at the end of the month, you say, wow, this is pretty expensive. And it can be very expensive, right? So I believe there's going to be consolidation, and there should be hopefully a reduction in the fees that they're going to be charged. But you have, the like Netflix and so on there, and Prime, they're trying to get the live sports content, and sports, everyone wants it, sports and entertainment, sports entertainment. Okay. And people want it. They want the NFL, mostly NFL, soccer, and those two sports, I believe, are going to be top on the list of, and they have been, as far as what is desired, what's the desirable content. Netflix, and they're doing the Mike Tyson, Jake Paul fight. They've been kind of venturing into live streaming TV now and again. Let's see how that works out for them. Now, moving forward, let's talk about electric vehicles. Look, I think this new administration again, you know, Trump has a view on the credits, right? The EV credits. I think there's going to be fallout there. What's going to happen, and you may not think it, but I do, and it makes sense. The EV credits, what they do, they help startups. They help them, the ones that are, the EV startups are just getting into the game. They're trying to build up. Maybe they're in the middle ground. They're trying to build up. They are banking on these EV credits to go and show some sort of profit, right? The one company that doesn't really need them, they'll take them, but they don't need them. They'll survive and thrive without them, is Tesla. Tesla is going to continue to grow whether you like it or not. You're going to have a lot of EV startups that will begin to fail. So you're going to have the likes of Rivian and Lucid and others that they can be impacted should this fall forward the way I think it may. And it's going to be interesting. You know, I would just keep an eye on these things because at the end of the day, you know, if these companies are dependent on these EV credits to offset their expenditures, you know, I think that, yeah, it's going to be a bad day should that happen. We don't know if it's going to happen, but we can assume, yeah? In the financial industry, what I see happening is a lot of deregulation. Let's equate it to the 80s when Reagan came into office and he deregulated stuff. He unleashed growth. That was the heyday of Wall Street, okay? The 80s, and then it flowed forward into the 90s, the heyday of modern America, right? I think we're going to see this again. I think that the Trump administration is going to push deregulation. And I think we're going to see a boom in IPOs. We're going to see a boom in mergers and acquisitions. And as the Fed continues, as they just lowered the interest rates by 25 basis points, as they continue to lower interest rates, well, what's going to happen? It's going to make the credit market simmer down a little bit and shift more so probably towards funding these acquisition deals and getting involved in the IPO sector. That's what they're waiting for, because that's, you know, that's big money, right, for the financial institutions. And this is why you saw such a rise in financial stocks over the past, since Wednesday, since the election was called, all right? This has been happening. And what's going to further happen is that you're going to see, and again, I'm going back in history, because at one point, with regional banks, smaller banks, regional banks, it was a major consolidation that took place over the years, and it eliminated a lot of them. I think we're going to see things like that coming back. I think we're going to see a big spark in the crypto market, meaning innovation, meaning, you know, the embracing of it, setting up the proper regulations without choking innovation, without pushing American companies overseas that are looking to do things in blockchain, looking to do things in the crypto space, and they can't because they're afraid of being sued. Look at Coinbase, look at Kraken, look at Ripple, look at all these companies that have been, you know, crucified over time. You know, when you go and you have these guardrails in place and you have this regulation in place that can, you know, give you the playing field. This is what you can do and this is how you can do it. Go have fun. Go make it happen. When you have that, we're not going to see the signature banks failing. We're not going to see this stuff transpiring. It's going to change things up a bit. And it's going to be very interesting, but I think it's going to be, I'm going to say, we're looking at the golden age of America, the golden age of the crypto markets, the golden age of the financial markets. A lot of things are going to happen. A lot of good things. So this is going to be good. This is going to be good for everyone. And it's going to have a global impact that's going to go and tick some things over there, probably to the positive. All right. So now I talked about the housing. You know, look, I think that housing prices will probably also simmer down too. And they're going to slip to where housing could be more affordable for people. Right now, with how the housing has been and all the all the you have a house, right? That maybe you know, 5 years ago, 6 years ago, maybe you could have purchased it for maybe $200,000. Let's just say, let's just give an arbitrary number, $200,000. That same house today is probably about $500,000. So you tell me this, how will the youth of this nation have a fighting chance to own a home and capture their piece of the American dream? It's something that needs to happen. It needs to start with, you know, with something in the housing market. I think it's going to happen. I think things are going to be put into place. I don't know what they're going to be, but I think things are going to be put into place that'll help to go and level the playing field. It's not about giving someone $25,000 to go and put down on a house. Well, what does that help? It doesn't do anything. You just, what are you getting? You're getting free money, and it's still the government involved in what you're doing. Like with welfare and everything else, it's a way of trapping people. Don't be trapped. Okay, you need to be able to go fight for the American dream, and having property, having a home is a part of that. So let's see what's going to happen there. But this is my assessment on things. Okay, now immigration. Well, that's a big thing. You know, the immigration law, you know, is in place. It's there. It's been there. But it's been ignored for the past 4 years. You know, you've had migrants just illegally coming over, you know, in swarms, like ridiculous, but going and sparking all this stuff nationwide. Okay, we have sanctuary cities taking in people. You have towns that are getting overrun. Now, you know, these laws are in place for a reason. They should be enforced. And I think now you're going to see that enforcement. You know, and illegal immigration, it needs to be stopped in its tracks. And it's not for the wrong reasons. It has to be done for the right reasons. And it is going to be done for the right reasons, because we need immigration to be a fluid society. However, it needs to be legal so that the American workforce can continue to prosper. It needs to. We need the people here that are going to be working. They need to be here the right way. It is, let me just say this. That you have people that have come to this country, that have jumped through the hoops, that have done everything the right way, fought for it, so proud, took the oath, everything, so proud to be an American. And how much of a shame is it for someone just to come and then in a couple of days, okay, I'm here and I can live my life and I'm going to get a credit card with $15,000 on there for me to do what I want. I'm gonna get you know, $300 a week for me to go eat, and of course I can't go eat at the facilities that you set up, because you know what, I don't like that food, so I want to eat what I want to eat, type of thing. Okay, never heard of that craziness, but this is what's happening, right? And that's all gonna stop. That's all gonna stop. But I think that people coming here legally, doing it the right way, and adding to the value of the workforce is key. And it's going to be done the right way. And if the next administration, if this Trump administration is going to do what I believe they're going to do, they're going to go and promote manufacturing. They're going to go promote creation. They're going to promote innovation in America across the board, from AI, blockchain, crypto, chips, so on and so forth. You're going to see this happen, and we're going to need the skilled workers to fill the void. So don't think that immigration is going to be stopped and no one's coming in. No, they're going to come in the right way, and they're going to add value. You're going to see the deals that are going to be take place, and how America is going to be part or a leader in the innovation in the AI, crypto, blockchain, and chip space. You're going to see it. It's going to be a glorious thing, and it's going to create a lot of opportunities for a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of businesses to go and take their piece of the pie and grow and build and prosper. And that's what America is all about, right? Building and growing and having the opportunity to do so. Because if that opportunity wasn't there, trust me, we would not have Apple. We would not have IBM. We would not have, you know, Standard Oil when that came about. You know, where you have all the gas station, all the oil and everything. We would not have had innovation with Thomas Jefferson. Tesla wouldn't have been doing what he did. We would have, I mean, you have the Carnegies, you got, you know, from steel and everything else, all this stuff wouldn't exist if the American dream wasn't there. It needs to be there. And I look forward to that American dream coming back the way it should, strong and powerful. This will be what has been deemed and which could be the golden age of America, where prosperity will reign, better life for citizens, better opportunities. I see small businesses thriving. This can be an historic change in the path of America, and I look forward to this happening. All right, I want to thank you for tuning in and hearing my rant, but I needed to share my views and beliefs because I do think that this is the tide's going to change. And I do implore everyone, regardless of your political affiliation, come together as Americans. Let's get together. Let's make things better for the betterment of your children, of our children, of their children, and let's make this happen. This infighting needs to stop. Needs to stop. You see too much of it on social media. You know, I had to actually go and stop looking at X because it was just getting too much. And of course, everyone participates, right? So, but it's still, you know, it's about unity right now. And I hope that we will achieve that. So again, thank you for listening to my rant and listening to the show and supporting the show. And I will be back with you. I do hope that we're going to have the opportunity to bring on some guests to go and speak about these issues. And that's my intent to do. So I'm going to make it a point to do that because I think it's needed. I think it's needed for people to listen to. But anyway, I appreciate you tuning in, and I'll be back with you next time on Money Never Sleeps.
Initiating shutdown sequence.
You're listening to UCW Radio. In your face.
What is your major malfunction?
So let it be written. So let it be done.
Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you, my father thanks you, my sister thanks you, and I thank you.
The views and opinions expressed on Money Never Sleeps Radio are for informational purposes only and should not be construed as financial advice. The host Louis Velazquez and guests of Money Never Sleeps Radio are not licensed financial advisors, and any investment decisions made based on information presented in this podcast are at the listener's own risk. Listeners are encouraged to consult with a qualified financial advisor or investment professional before making any investment decisions. The podcast hosts and guests do not endorse or recommend any specific investment strategies or products. All investments involve risk, and past performance is not indicative of future results.